Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. The central government has set a target to open 25,000 Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Janoushadhi Kendras by 31st March 2027 across the country. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha yesterday, Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers Anupriya Patel said 547 such kendras have been opened to provide generic medicines at affordable prices in primary agricultural credit societies across the country till last month. But Dale said, under Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Janoushadhi Bari Yojana, 2,047 medicines and 3,000 surgical and medical consumables have been brought under the product basket for wider availability. The Moi Dams of Assam have received the prestigious 43rd UNESCO World Heritage Site tag in the cultural category. The Moi Dams are burial mounds of the Ahom dynasty. The Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat said the historic recognition of the Moi Dams brings global attention to this unique cultural property. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed happiness and pride on the Moi Dams being added to the UNESCO World Heritage List. In a tweet, Modi said the Moi Dams at Charai Dio showcase the glorious Ahom culture, which places utmost reverence on ancestors. He hoped that now more people would learn about the great Ahom rule and culture. Rashtrapati Bhavan will auction selected gift items presented to the President and former Presidents on various occasions through an online portal called E-Upahar. The portal was launched by the President Draupadi Murmu on the completion of 2 years of her presidency. In the first phase, around 250 exquisite gifts will be auctioned. The bidding will be opened from 5th to 26th of next month. Interested persons can place their bids on portal upahar.rashtrapatibhavan.gov.in. The aim of this initiative is not only to increase citizen engagement, but also to support noble cause, as all proceeds from the auction will be donated to help children in need. The gift items up for auction will be available for public viewing at Rashtrapati Bhavan Museum. Centre has been implementing dedicated schemes for promotion of organic farming in the country, including Baram Barakat, Krishi Vikas Yojana and Mission Organic Value Chain Development in the Northeast region since 2015-16. This was informed by Minister of State for Chemicals and Fertilizers Anupriya Patel in the Lok Sabha. Under these schemes, farmers are encouraged to take up organic cultivation using organic inputs, and the schemes provide support to farmers from production to marketing of the produce. Besides hands-on training to farmers on on-farm production of organic fertilizers, the scheme also provides subsidies for biofertilizers and organic manure to farmers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 9th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog today at New Delhi. The theme of this year's meeting is Viksit Bharat at 2047, with a central focus on making India a developed nation. The meeting will discuss the approach paper for the vision document on Viksit Bharat. Niti Aayog said the meeting aims to foster participative governance and collaboration between the centre and state governments, enhancing the quality of life for both rural and urban populations. The meeting will also see detailed deliberations on the role of states in achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released the NEET UG revised final scorecard. Candidates can check their results and scorecards on the official websites exams.nta.ac.in and neet.ntaonline.in. NTA informed that 17 candidates have shared the top rank. NTA had conducted the test for more than 24 lakh candidates on 5th May, originally in 571 cities. NTA said the re-examination for 1,563 candidates who had experienced time loss during the exam was held on 23rd June. As the Paris Olympics commences, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has conveyed best wishes to the Indian contingent. In a social media post, Modi said, "Every athlete is India's pride. He hoped that they all will shine and embody the true spirit of sportsmanship, inspiring the countrymen with their exceptional performances." With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.